Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome so much. Welcome to the Goldie and Ellen Show. We so much appreciate your coming to listen. Yeah, this is going to be a very intense show. First, let me invite and welcome onto the show the enchanting Ellen Keys. Welcome to the show, Ellen.
Why, thank you so much. It is an honor and a blessing to be here.
Nice. Yes, it is an honor and a blessing to be here. I second that. There's so much to share. There's so much to share. This is really a very poignant episode for me. I've only had one other show in my career that felt this poignant, and it was around the same principle, what happened to me back in 2013, which I'm not going to discuss now. But those who have been following the show, you know, I've been moving through a lot of very intense experiences. Starting from last year, no doubt. But definitely more recently, feeling very much the need to surrender myself. And, you know, you can go, okay, well, what does that mean, Goldie? You're going to surrender yourself. It's like, okay, so what I'm experiencing and learning that this means is essentially I'm surrendering that which I identify as Goldie. And this encompasses relationships that I'm having, because I have identified myself for the last 20 years as a person that works better in a relationship than I do single. That is, oh my gosh. Yeah. Relationships have been the number one focus of my energy. And it's interesting because progressively from my 20s to my present moment, my relationships progressively became more dark. You would think that you would learn from these things, but that has not been my experience. And, you know, let me definitely set up the caveat. I am by no means a victim of my dark relationships. I am absolutely a contributor and a resonance. And in all honesty, I am proud of what I have survived. I am proud of who I learned I could be under duress and under challenge, the challenge of the darker aspects of life. I don't negate or disapprove of anyone. I have friends of mine, younger friends of mine, who I can absolutely sense are walking a darker path, and I'm not here to save them from that. I'm here to witness it, and when they need my help, you know, when they ask for the help, be there for them. But that's another show. So anyway, so letting go of relationships is part of this surrender. The relationship of me being a daughter is coming into play. The relationship of me being a nanny is coming into play. And of course, there's a relationship of me being a radio show host is coming into play. Because these are all aspects of myself that I am really quite clear that these aspects are, they're based in a self, which I reference as ego. But, you know, we know ego has been used in many New Age ways, so I'll define it for myself, what I'm talking about when I say ego. For me, the ego is the false sense of self that was created basically from the time we are come out of our mothers in any way that our essence was not acknowledged through the outer world. The ego created itself so that it would be acknowledged. So the irony of the ego is created based on a separation, and that which is created based on a separation is completely the opposite to what our true nature is. Our true nature is we are of one essence. It is unity. We are all, you know, fingers on the palm of life. There is no disconnecting us. Now, like I've said, you know, I have definitely been walking this truth path much more intensely for the last, like, 3 months. You know, Ellen has shared with me prior to coming out to the show, and, you know, definitely want you to share more, how she, from being on the outside of me, has really witnessed some, you know, significant transformation happening because of this compulsion for me. Like, it's for me been a compulsion of, I want to know the truth. And, of course, what I've spent the last 10 years diving into was that which is not truth, which was that darker aspect. And it seems to me to be a natural segue that now it's about understanding the truth of what is the truth, which is the essence, which is truly the peace, the joy, the unity, the support, the health and well-being, all from within myself. Because I am very clear that the identity of my ego reaches outward into the world for that which I need to fill in myself. The way Hamid speaks of this is, we have holes that are created when we are not acknowledged as children, early childhood. Holes are created because our essence recognizes it's not being acknowledged, and the pain is excruciating when essence is not acknowledged. And when our egos then create the false sense of self, which is essentially whatever our parents needed us to be in order to acknowledge us. And by the way, you know, this is not a gauge on whether a parent loved us or not. So it's not if, you know, you had loving parents that you would not have created this false sense of self, because this is not a gauge on love. This is a gauge on self-awareness and awareness of essence. And the truth is, it's a universal experience. It doesn't matter the country. It doesn't matter the religion, the culture, even though I shouldn't say that. Maybe these Aboriginal cultures are very clear on this, which, you know, would make sense to me why, you know, ultimately the world tried to wipe them out. Not the world, but, you know, the governments of the world tried to wipe them out. But, any kind of Eastern, even the Eastern cultures don't necessarily recognize essence through religion. You know, it's just a journey into truth, and the truth that we are when we eliminate our ego. And I won't say eliminate, because it's not about eliminating the ego, and goodness knows that's what the ego is petrified about. The ego fights so resistant and so anxiety riddenly because it thinks it's dying, and nothing in that is created wants to die. And I'm completely on board with that, because, you know, the ego is what allows me to brush my teeth and get dressed and, you know, physically move throughout this world. It is literally the facilitator of the physical being, my body, and is very much, I want the ego. You know, I'm not looking to become a paralyzed, self-actualized being. So it's really just a matter of unconditionally loving the ego when the fear comes up through what, I mean, Hamid talks about it in the books, this exquisite, exquisite gentleness which when he speaks of this, I mean, I can go inside myself and I know that exquisite gentleness. I mean, I get very emotional when I speak about this, because it is such a sacred, pure frequency. And as I've been doing the self-inquiry of late, it is very obvious to me that I was protecting this sacredness by being a warrior, you know, coming out being strong, because when you're in the darkness, you know, you think you need, you know, spears and, you know, the whole conditioning of the ego mind is, you know, in order to protect yourself, you got to kick somebody's ass. You wouldn't think vulnerability is a protection when in absolute truth, not in subjective truth, but absolute truth, vulnerability is absolutely a protection. And as I'm experiencing this, you know, I can say these are words I'm saying to you. These have not yet embedded in my cells. You know, I am not yet literally living this frequency. It's an intellectual experience to me. I know, because the truth is, all right, what I'm going to basically tell you guys is, after today, Ellen and I have decided to put the show on hold indefinitely. Because for me, in order to go through this surrender and allow this vulnerability, on many levels, I have to be alone to do this. But I can tell you that my ego is, I have a very strong ego. I know I do. And, you know, the ego is not comfortable for me doing this publicly. And to be quite honest, so then I have to sacrifice what I really sense radio is not out of my life forever. Ellen senses it with her as well. You know, it's just a matter of, it is, you know, the time I need within my own being to kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, get the job done. Look, Ellen, share with me. Share what's going on with you.
Well, I think this is the perfect opportunity. I mean, for you too, kind of like put stuff on hold. Are you
sorry,
there?
Bro. Yeah, I'm. Yeah, sorry.
No, that's okay. when you go through this process, it is a ripping down. It's a complete dismantling of yourself. Like, you know, no stone is really left unturned. And as you go through this process, everything you do, every act during the day becomes a question of, you know, you just analyze it, because the self-inquiry becomes so intense. It becomes incredibly intense. And you tend to pull away. You know, you got your dad there, but, you know, you tend to pull away a lot from, you know, friends, because it's too much. It just everything becomes too much. And you don't want to confuse your ego, because it's going to go faster than you think it will. It's going to go way, way faster than you think it will. This is not spread over years. This is probably you're going to probably emerge after just a couple months and say, wow, that was intense. But you tend not to. Like, that was a fun one.
Can I do it again?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's to the point where you want to be in silence. And, like, you know, you check out of the store. You don't even want to talk to the person that's checking you out. You just want to feel the energy of what's going on, because it's like you're just overwhelmed. It's like a complete overwhelming of everything. And it is because everything, you're a baby. You're a baby again. And, you know, when babies become overwhelmed, you know what they do? They just completely break down.
Yeah.
But they just totally break down because they can't absorb everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They can't process it. So, you know, this is a period of time that you kind of got to be a little bit more isolated with the self. In order for your sanity, really.
Yeah, but I don't think sanity, I think I'm going to lose it anyways. I just want to do that privately as well. I mean, it's just, it's a very private, personal breakdown to let go of my identity before I'm, because see, the whole process I am sensing is letting go of the identity. First of all, Ellen referenced it as like walking naked through a mall, because,
yeah.
You know, it is what I quote unquote know myself to be, but I am also, I have each foot in a world. I have my world in the ego, a foot in the ego, and a foot in the essence. But until the essence has, you know, actually broken through and complete, you know, I can already sense my essence works with me simply for the fact of I've worked around infants and toddlers for the last 30 years. They are chock full of essence. My mother died in when I was 35 years old, and I spent 15 years in the forest. The forest is also chock full of essence. So it's not that I'm, you know, so I agree with you in that it's already in my life, but it's like I need this to be like a complete, it's like I've been walking with a foot in each world for a while. And
but what happens is that you earthly, the earth version of you.
Okay.
Becomes completely dismantled.
Yeah.
You're laying in pieces. You're completely laying in pieces.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, you know, because 5 years ago, I could not get a nanny job to save my life. And it confused me because I was like, I had built up an amazing resume. I had, you know, I had great references. And the bottom line is, I know I'm an amazing nanny. I just know I am. And yet for the first time in my life, Spirit wasn't sending me jobs. You know, I never lost jobs. It's like they become a certain age, they, you know, start going to classes and they don't need the nanny anymore. And I would always be able to find another gig. And then all of a sudden, because I realized that this whole loss of identity actually started 5 years ago, because I was saying, what the hell is going on? And that's when I first took the gig with Scott and his mom, which turned into the darkest time of my life. But
isn't
it was
funny?
Because me and Ellen have been talking. The things I've been going through recently, it's like my spirit now leads me into darkness. Because until I'm willing to let go of the ego being, quote unquote, the creator of my future, it's going to continue to go, well, you know, it's going to continue to be pulled out. In other words, I don't have the divinity anymore. Well, I have the divinity, but it's like significantly out of balance. And it is literally divinity giving that way to me. You know, I don't feel like I've been betrayed. I don't feel like I've been bamboozled. It's simply I'm not listening to the promptings that have been happening for 5 years to let go. And, you know, Hamid puts it right in the book. He goes, nobody comes to this point, which he calls facing the chasm, which is facing the split in ourselves.
Right.
He goes, nobody comes to this at their leisure. You come to this when you haven't hit bottom, but you're literally holding on with your fingernails, scraping into the wood, you know, getting bamboo under your nails just not to hit the bottom. And it's like it truly comes down to just let go and hit the bottom. Let go. Don't surrender, Goldie. Surrender. It's what everything in my being wants to happen that I have been intending to connect with. Like,
right.
It is truly what I'm getting, you know, I can sense my ego's fear and trepidations. And I was telling Ellen, it feels like I'm walking onto I'm walking up the plank onto the Titanic. But what my essence knows is this is really, you know, the love boat taking me to Fantasy Island. Everything is going to work out. It's the ego that needs literally support, exquisite gentleness, because I have to deal with the pain and the fear of that aspect, that which is what was created when my essence first felt that, when it didn't get acknowledged. And the truth is, I'm strong enough and I'm ready to do that now. I mean, I've already been doing this. I'm just kind of going into like a full throttle mode of it by letting go of all my relationships, all my activities, all anything, because I can't create at this point anything that is, I feel will take me, you know, 25 years into my future, because until I hit bottom, spirit's not supporting the expansion of me, spirit's supporting the demolition of me. And mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of aligning with that. And, you know, it was very important for me. I wanted the audience to know that, you know, I'm not abandoning you. Ellen's not abandoning you. I'm still going to be on social media, on Facebook. And I was actually thinking, you know, there might be times, because I see these people doing Facebook Live stuff. Maybe I'll do a Facebook Live here and there, you know, just to, you know, pop my head up and go, you know, hey, I'm not dead yet, but I'm getting there. You know, because this is a death. It is a death of a false sense of self. That, mm-hmm. and this is what I want people to know, because, you know, I made the title of the episode, When Focusing Within, the Questions We Ask Become Our Navigational System. Because when we ask the questions that have no answers, the questions such as, who am I? Where am I going? You know, all of those questions that, as I love the way Hamid put it, he goes, not only don't we have the answers, we don't even know how to find the answers. Because when you start looking within yourself and you see that you're not your body, you're not your career, you're not your relationship status,
right.
you're not even your extracurricular.
Sometimes we don't even know what the questions are.
Well, that's where I found myself. That's why
right.
How do you ask a question that has no answer? And here's the key. By continuing to ask the question, it is literally, it's like, it's this weird thing, right? Because I have been raised by an engineer utilizing completely my left brain. It was all about math and science and knowing and being right. Like, these were the qualities in my household that were seen and acknowledged. Now, everything I'm learning from my essence is that, you know, it's not just left brain, it's left and right brain, it's balance. You know, it's not just about science and math, it's very much about the intuition of unconditional love, gentleness, the virtues that are clearly, you know, if you look at, you know, from a science / business point of view, they're not utilized at all. It's literally, you know, doggy dog world out there in the business world. You know, you better be a shark if you're expected to survive out there. And again, this is not how the essence functions. And I understand everybody's, you know, trepidation about, you know, if you let go of all of these things that we wouldn't survive. But I'll be honest with you that intuitively I know that's not the case. I don't know what it is yet, in the sense of I'm not living it yet, but I am happy to say I will be the guinea pig. And there's plenty of truth people that have come before me. Truth realized people, self actualized people.
You know, but I'm going to tell you though, in a way, this is, you are the guinea pig, because you stand before us as someone who was so, has been so outspoken.
Yes.
About wanting to be, and your journey, yet you had some of the densest walls up.
Right on.
So, you know, this is. I mean, you have quite a journey here that, you know, people are interested in, because your walls were so thick, you know, and you didn't even know they were there.
I really didn't. See, that's the part that's so amazing, how this is so much easier for people on the outside to say. Because one of the ways I know what you're saying is because my relationship with my buddy Cliff. I
uh-huh.
see things and he doesn't see them. And I'm like, how could you not see that? And then I talk to you and you tell me about me. And I'm like, holy shit. She's saying the same thing to me that I'm saying to Cliff. And I'm going, see, it is very difficult to see from within the prison that you're in a prison. I mean, because it's an entire sense of identity. I mean, it's like I can intuitively sense my choices in life will be significantly different when my ego is not the master of the game, so to speak, but my essence is. I just know that because there's this weird thing.
Well,
I know things, but I have to let go of knowing in order to get to those realizations, which is a paradox.
One of the biggest signs that you're really moving and that things are going in the right way is you start witnessing synchronicities.
Definitely.
That only relate to you, have nothing to do with spirituality, but they completely relate to you.
That's wow, God, you nail things. I'm sorry, go, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is, because the awareness there is there. These synchronicities may have been there all along, you just weren't aware of them.
Exactly. I do believe, I don't know about the synchronicities, I just know essence has been here all along. I mean, and this is part of the teaching anyways.
Well, you're going to see things slide. Things are going to slide into place. Like, you know, you will, and I mean, just incredible things. Like, you're talking to someone on the phone, you know, someone's coming over. The phone call ends 30 seconds before the knock on the door.
Right, yes.
I mean, it's like it becomes a symphonic movement through space.
Okay. Right.
Does
on.
That make sense?
Completely.
Right.
Well,
that has nothing to do. I mean, it really has very little to do with you know, your spiritual awareness.
Right.
But your awareness of these synchronicities, of the symphonic movement becomes so intense that you really start gliding.
Yeah.
You know, you get through the intersection, and then you see an ambulance or something go through that shuts the intersection down, or somebody gets hit.
No, right. Right.
You know what I mean?
It's
like you're just riding this symphonic movement.
Yeah. Well, what it is you're unified with it. That's the unity.
Right.
That is self. It's life, and it's the thing about it is it's life as us without the box of self determining what we want from that life. It's really just becoming in tune, you know, which is what you're saying, right? Symphonic. It's literally, you know, taking out all the bad notes in my orchestra. Bad being meaning, the bad's probably not a good word, as I use bad and good. I would say more to the out of tune notes. Because I don't think, I'm not at a place pointing fingers and blaming. There's none of that going on. I'm simply at a place of, I explored that which wasn't true. I'm now exploring that which is. And I'm at the point where it's clear I have a whole set of beliefs and patterns and subwoofers of ego that in my self-inquiry have revealed to me I'm not fulfilled by these subwoofer creations. I'm not fulfilled. I'm not content. I'm not happy. You know, and at this point, I'm not even, I don't need the growth anymore. It's like I've saturated, you know, it was real. I stayed in too long. Right. I stayed in too long.
Right.
But no regrets. So be it. You know, I'm an eternal being, and it took me however long it took me to get here today. And now I am – everything has lined up. Definitely, I believe the iodine has something to do with this. But, you know, there's it's a whole unity of me on every dimension going, supporting me to collapse into this amazingness of the true beingness that has nothing to do with doingness. It's just beingness and trusting the beingness, which, you know, and I do trust it because, you know, because you get to a point, Ajahn Chante basically talks, he goes, initially we come into spirituality to feel, you know, to get away from suffering and seeking happiness. And I'm like, definitely, back in the day when I was 30, you know, it was all about, I wanted wings and my life was going to be perfect because of all the misery I had been through. But then he goes, and some people, after they find their happiness, they stop at that point, and that's fine. He goes, but there are other people that triggers truth. After you're not motivated necessarily by happiness, you get motivated by truth. Now, and of course, for me, because I still had unhappiness in me, instead of going after truth, I went after what wasn't true, which is just a polarity. You can get there by going after what's not true. It will... Like, there's no path that can't get us to this realization, because the bottom line is, the truth is, we are a unified field of beingness. As long as that's what is, you know, it's like, it really comes down to however we get to the place. Because he talked about in one of the chapters, go ahead.
No, I said, think of it this way. You just took the scenic route.
Exactly. Exactly. Because he talked about one of his chapters that some people get there by fulfilling their dreams and some people get there by not fulfilling their dreams. Because people who fulfill their dreams still have this emptiness in them, because ultimately the dream that's fulfilled was created by the false sense of self, which is the ego. You know, which again is created in our childhood. This is not a judgment. This is universal. It's happening to all of us. But there really are very few people that take this all the way through and let go of the identity. I mean, I admit it. See, there's an irony here. My ego likes the fact that it hasn't been done by a lot of people. And yet, you know, it's fighting tooth and nail. You know, it's like, because ultimately, once I get here, I don't even know what I'm going to be like, but I think I'm going to find humor in listening to these, you know, radio shows that I've done, you know, for the past, you know, 10 years compared to what I'll be like, you know, once this breakthrough is actually, you know, grounded in myself. Because my goal is, I want this grounded in myself. I want my whole being to know the unity, the unified experience, because I have definitely felt separate my whole life. My motivation has always been, I don't want to be alone, and I'm not enough, which have been mantras and stuff that we've spoken about over the months, you know, and it's like, that definitely applies to me. And that is, you know, in my awareness now, that is clearly a lack of essence in my life. And it's not that essence isn't here, it's that I'm not aware of it. I am blocking it. I have walled it out, and now it's time to let the walls come tumbling down. It's essentially a death. And of course, you know, the synchronicity on this whole experience is, it's definitely coinciding with my father's physical life coming to a transitional close. You know, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm in harmony with the environment, that it's just me and him in the house and the cat and the plants. but you know, there's an exquisiteness, as you were saying, Ellen, on so many levels, because that is what my dad. When I'm reading Hamid's book, I literally said to Cliff, I go, this book is like, it was written just for me as I read it. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, you know, and I didn't tell you that. You come out and you know, because, you know, the people who have been through the bottom and let go of their identity. Now, just so everybody knows, this is a never ending. You can continue to go as deep as you want. It's never ending. We're eternal. We're infinite. You'll just find, because I've seen enough of the truth realized people that say, you know, you just find more and more subtle ways in which we hold on, because essentially
the ego
grasps things and pushes things away. That's the polarity. It grasps, and when I think of grasping and pushing away, the first word that comes up for me, which is a word I have lived with for a good portion of my life, is desperation. It's either desperately going after or desperately pushing away. And, you know, I don't want to be desperate. You know, it's not it creates a lot of intense experiences, desperation. And I'm going to be 53 on February 25th, and I'm like really okay not having to be chased down the road by 13 cars anymore. I don't have to create desperate experiences, and I won't in the choices that I'm making. You know, it will, you know, it's more of an implosion than an explosion, because I'm aligning myself up. Because when you were saying too that things will become synchronistic, that makes sense, because I'm finally, it's like, how can I, my orientation has changed 180 degrees. I am now working with my spirit to collapse myself. That is a huge, you know, that will make all the difference in my life, because exactly like you said, finally I'll be back, and it's not even finally, I'm already here. I can feel it. I can feel the support of the decisions I'm making. First and foremost with you, Elle, I mean, how much you're supporting this with me. You know, there it is. I didn't know how you were going to feel. You know, I'm of course incredibly grateful that you're supportive of this. You know, because it's not about, you know, I don't even have to say what it's not about. I'm not in resistance to that which is happening to me. And that's what I really recommend people looking, you know, doing the self-inquiry, because it once you change your orientation to be in alignment, it's funny, even though you're going down a direction that the matrix will tell you, you know, is bad, negative, you know, you can't survive there, you know, your spirit will be saying things very, very differently. And the truth is, you know, there's an extraordinary experience awaiting all of us that let go of our identity of self. I mean, as Ashanti put it, he goes, this is basically the trip we're all going on. It's just a matter of when we get there. I mean, it's not the ultimate destiny, because then there's more to let go of, you know, but it will become the beginning of the end of the suffering on the planet is when we let go of the identity, because it's within the identity that we're controlled, and in that controlling aspect is where we see the polarity and the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. And by the way, we're just going to do an hour show today, because it's not like we needed 2 hours to say this is, you know, this is going to be the last show for a bit. But and I want everybody to know, I put the Diamond Approach, the website, I put the link on the episode page. Ashanti did 3 YouTubes that were like the basic teachings. I put those on the episode page. And I had to put, Kaipacha does this astrology Pele report every week. So the Pele report for this week is literally letting go, surrendering, letting go of control. I go, okay, you know. I sent it to you. I don't know if you saw it. You should watch it, Elle. Because I go, you know, it made me think to myself, I don't even know if this is something that's just personal. I think
well, no, this is what I'm
planetarily talking. It might be happening.
is exactly what I'm talking about. When this kind of stuff happens, this is the universe saying, good job.
Right.
You know, here it is. It's being reflected back to you.
Totally.
Your decision is being reflected back to you.
Okay, right.
You are doing it correctly. You know? So,
right.
You know, you don't have to look at this right now as a global experience. You know, kind of pull back from that a little bit.
Okay,
and,
okay.
You know, look, when you see something like that, say, thanks, universe. Thank you for being behind me there.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You know, how wonderful. Yes, other people are going through it, but this was definitely the universe saying, Goldie, you have made the correct decision.
Oh, right on. Thank you. Yeah. And you're right, because, I mean, the whole part about imploding is, it really is about me letting go of, you know, here's another thing. This wonderful girl, woman, Dusty Peters on Facebook, she's been posting recently that, you know, that she's not going to try and pretend that she's healed and, you know, do sessions with people and take their money, because the truth is she's not there yet, and she just feels much more comfortable sharing her authentic journey than trying to be something she's not. And I'm going, you know, I am going through similar things there, Dusty. Very, you know, like, I totally get it. You know, and like you said, it's just being reflected, you know, through a lot of people. It really is, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I mean, it's weird because, like I said, I'm excited, but it's, you know, it's a sacred excitement where I'm very keen on, the ego gets excited for me in very frenetic ways. You know, it's like static of energy, and it's been my energy since my teens, and I do get the sense that ecstasy and ecstatic energy from essence is much more grounded and expanded. It's not so frenetic. It's definitely more stable in its essence, in its beingness. Because, like I said, at this point, I still have a foot in each world, and, you know, because, I mean, my ego is excited and it's afraid. And my spirit is just excited and kind of, like, I just feel like, you know, there's a part of me that's kind of like, I guess the visual I have is, you know how people, when they're preparing before a hurricane comes, they board up the windows, they put the sandbags out. I just get the sense I'm hankering down for the storm, but it's a storm that I know I'll survive. It's just, you know, okay, we got to go through it. You know, it's coming. I know the storm is coming, and it's, you know, it's going to be very important for me that when the grasping happens, because that is definitely a strong pull in me, you know, I've set the intention. It's like, the minute, you know, I won't make phone calls when I have this grasp, because I don't want to run away from this feeling. I want to embody it with unconditional love, exquisite gentleness. I want to heal the holes that are inside me and bring essence in, because that is the transformation between the ego being the identity and the essence becoming who, you know, fully realized. So, you know, there's, well, you know, me and Ellen will still be in touch, but I, like I said, you know, I won't call in those moments because it's important for me. I've done enough letting go of addictions to know that you just can't feed the addiction. The key is you must starve the addiction, and then eventually the withdrawals go away and you just start integrating not having that in your experience. You know, you just start becoming, it's almost like, you know, the tree grows over the rock, you know, and it just inevitably envelops the rock. The rock, you can't even see the rock anymore. It wasn't, you know, at one point it might have been a challenge for the tree, but inevitably it just engulfs it and you go beyond it, you know. So I'm analyzing, I know that, you know, and again, this is me standing at the, I'm on the beach, and I can see there's a storm in the on the horizon. So, you know, whatever it'll be, it'll be. I'll definitely, you know, like I said, I might pop my head up on a Facebook Live here and there, you know, just do a few minutes here and there and call it a day. And then at some point, you know, come back and rock the show with Ellen and, you know, be what we're going to be. Hello?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
You were winding down there. But,
yes,
yes. But, you know, that's in the future, and we're going to, everybody in the universe is supporting you.
Thank you.
This is an infinite process. It is an absolute infinite process. I am amazed every day at what I don't know.
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's just.
I am amazed every day. I need to write that down because, you know, I've decided I'm buying. Wait a minute. I am amazed every day at what I don't know. I love it. I want all the questions. You know, I want the question of who am I, where am I going. You know, the statement of I don't know, and that's a beautiful space to be. You know, these are my art projects I'm going to do. Because, you know, it's the reminders. Because you know, if you saw my room is filled with, you know, readings I've done for myself, and, you know, what is my nature, setting intentions, unconditional forgiveness, and they all got me here, you know. And it's like, but this truly feels like the next level of the game, and, you know, it requires different focus, and you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take stuff down, you know, as the new identity comes up, you know. Put all the questions up.
Yeah, you'll change your surroundings as well.
Right.
Really, you do. You change your surroundings.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm excited. You know, I mean, it's all good. I want everybody to know Golden Hawk on Facebook. You know, to the audience, please, you know, if you're on Facebook, reach out. I'll gladly accept friendships if you want to stay in touch. I'm also on Instagram as golden_hawk_feather if you want to connect with me there. Elle, do you want to share where people can find you?
Yeah, I am on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook as much as Goldie is, but I do climb on there every once in a while. And I'm on there as Ellen Keyes, K-E-E-S.
Okay.
And then Instagram, I think it's ellen.keyes, but if you put in the search terms Ellen Keyes, it does pop up.
Okay, good. Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, if you want to stay connected, and, you know, this is, it's a beautiful day. It's 2018. If there was ever a year for, you know, self-awareness and change and essence, I don't know, to me it feels like now is definitely, you know, now it is, now is it. Couldn't pick a better moment in time or a better year than, you know, what do they say about wine? It's a fine year. Yes, 2018,
yes.
Is a fine year. it's gonna put out quite the batch, right? Quite the batch of wine. Oh my goodness. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a good run though. It was fun. You know, this was good. It got me here. I'm really grateful for that.
Oh my goodness. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Grateful for all of it.
Yeah, no, me too. Me too. Truly, all of it, the Pastor Dons, the Canellas, you know, all of it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Do you you want to close? You want to close with anything?
I just want to thank all our listeners. I know we don't have many, but we have a consistent group of people who have been loyal and who have given us their love and their energy around the planet. And I want to say thank you. And please reach out to us. You know, we will connect. And because we would like to maintain that relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, when we do come back, please look for us. And because we're going to come back better, bigger and better than ever. And,
yeah, I might not even be Golden Hawk. I might have my third name change. I'm joking. Yeah, no, I you know, it will be interesting. Here's what I know, too, is the website will definitely stay up, which has a comment section. So if anybody does have questions in their own journey, if you post in the comment section, you know, I'll get it, and I can definitely forward these questions to Ellen if they're towards Ellen. And if you follow this, if you go onto Blog Talk Radio and follow us, even though I'll tell you, part of me gets a sense that we might not even come on back to Blog Talk Radio. We might do radio using other, like, Zoom rooms and other.
Yeah, that's actually what I was thinking.
Because I very much like the idea of being able to see people. I mean, ultimately, I want to be in front of the people, but exactly. You know,
that's what I was thinking. Something
okay. But if you follow our show on Blog Talk Radio, I can send out a message, even without doing a radio show, when we start up doing these Zoom rooms or whatever we're doing. So you could then, you know, with the information to find us. So the way, if you want to know what we're doing, the best way to stay in contact with us is the website, which is www.goldieandellenshow.com. And then on Blog Talk Radio, it I think it's basically Goldie and Ellen Show as well. If you search Goldie and Ellen Show, yep, you'll go straight right to the main page. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll all check back in with each other, and see how it's going. And I'm super grateful. I'm grateful for the energy of everybody that contributed to the show, listening through live, through archives, calling into the show, and sharing your personal experiences. All of it. My beautiful co-host Ellen Keys, love you. Love you, sister.
Oh, my God, I love you, too.
You're amazing, babe. You're amazing. I can't wait to be amazing like you. I'm excited.
You are amazing. I mean, you have shared your journey so intricately and so profoundly, and it has really been an act of love.
Mm. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody. Until next time, inward, upward, onward, outward, to infinity and beyond. We love you guys. Everybody have an amazing, amazing day, month, year. Just stay amazing.